They need to use better, easier titles. Hey, my name is Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, this is Asian Cult Cinema Show. I don't even know. It's something. It's like
40-something.
48. Wow.
Oh, man, hey. Coming up to 50.
Wow.
So, wow. I got to have a big movie for the 50th one.
Sure, why not?
Like, like a Godzilla movie. Or
there you go.
Or a Rodan movie.
Ooh.
Or something. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe Rodan. That'll be a big 50.
That'll be a big 50.
All right. So, when you never know what the future holds.
Yeah. Crazy. So, anyway, we're here to talk about another movie.
Yes, crazy movies.
A movie that seems to have influenced, been influenced and influenced.
This
is like a Power Rangers.
This
okay?
is so. This movie is okay. We're talking about Super Inframan
from 75,
1975,
Shaw
and
Brothers.
It's a Shaw Brothers, and that's where you're like, oh wait, the Shaw Brothers saw how popular the
Ultraman.
Japanese stuff was.
Ultraman was.
And yeah. They were like, well, let's just steal that. And you're like,
I think they also threw in a little bit of H.R. Puffin stuff, maybe.
This is...
And a little bit of karate and kung fu, too.
They had all those extras who star in all those movies. They're the extras that run in and one at a time get beat up by the hero, sometimes do a good shot, but mostly just get... fall around and all that kind of stuff, and they just used them.
And Bruce Lee was in one of the clones of Bruce Lee.
Yeah,
I was like, is that Bruce Lee? I go, oh yeah, it is him. Oh, I forgot about that.
And I kept messing the name. I'm like, Super Infrared Man? Super Inframan?
It was originally, it was released here as Inframan.
Inframan, and it's Super Inframan.
But now this is the Shaw Brothers version, which is basically the Japanese version, and they give you the option of the third audio being the English mono dub, so you know that's the way that goes. Or whatever.
Yeah.
I think the American,
I didn't have that. I only had the just the subtitled.
You only had subtitled. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I had sorry. I had the DVD, so I got the English dub.
You're lucky. I did a lot of reading.
Yeah, well,
it's okay.
You know, unfortunately, I gave you the movie The Innocents with Portuguese subtitles. Those weren't even Spanish. Those were Portuguese subtitles.
Oh yeah. This is just subtitle mania running wild on me, brother.
And that one you didn't need because it was in English, but it was like, I thought, oh, these are Spanish. And then I'm like, no, it's not Spanish.
Well, I'll give you a little peek behind the curtain here at, you know, at the illustrious Slow Robot / Asian Cult Cinema Studios. We cycle through 3 to 4 movies a week. You know, the schedule we have is that dedicated where we do two movies for Slow Robot A-Go-Go and one for Asian Cult Cinema, or two movies for Asian Cult Cinema and one for Slow Robot, but that's week in and week out. So it's fast and furious because, you know, you got life too. So it's like very... Monday night I do the Indie Circuit show. Tuesday night I watch one movie. Wednesday night I watch another movie.
Wow.
Thursday night I watch another movie. Friday night we're in here recording. So... it's hard to remember some of these things, and sometimes when you do remember, you're like, you know. So this week was, like I said, subtitles running wild. It was crazy.
The last one doesn't have subtitles.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Luckily, but, you know what? I just remembered when we did the Slow Robot show. You were saying, did you watch something? Did you? I can't go. I think
oh yeah, I couldn't remember.
I think I remembered. I just remembered. Can I talk about it?
Sure, why not?
Okay,
why not?
It has nothing to do with Asian Cult Cinema.
This movie is what it is.
The show is what it is. I was somehow or another, by accident on YouTube, I started watching videos of the Cramps. I was like, I don't know why, because it was like, oh, that's funny. You know, oh, that's a great video with Lux Interior.
They're a good band.
Rockabilly,
I like them,
and all that stuff. So then I came across like an interview with them, some guy... did like, you know, like, I don't know, 15 years ago or whatever. And it was really interesting because the disc jockey, whatever he was that was interviewing, I forgot what his name was, and they were big music collectors. Like, apparently, from listening to the interview, like, before they became the Cramps, they met somewhere in California. She was hitchhiking, he picked her up or something, and they found a passion, which is something that you do too, in going to thrift stores and looking for music.
But
their deal was that they were into like a lot of 50s doo-wop 45s and rockabilly and all
that
stuff.
Yeah.
And those two and the DJ were like, they knew everybody and they knew all the labels and all that stuff. I go, wow, these guys were really intense into it. And they were talking about, oh yeah, this guy did this on this label. Oh, you know, have you ever heard the version with the B-side? On the, and then they go, oh, the B-sides are so great on this. And you're like, wow, these guys were really,
they really knew
really,
their stuff.
Really fans, and they knew their stuff, you know. And they were like you, like Lux Interior was talking about, you know, oh yeah, the 50s was the greatest time. And, you know, and that was the peak of American culture or whatever. And you're like, well, you know, maybe to some people, maybe not to others, but, you know.
Yeah, that's whatever. Debatable, but yeah, I mean.
It's debatable or whatever, but it's
a lot of cool stuff going on.
But the music and, you know, what was going on was so amazing. So it was like, and this thing went on for like about an hour.
Wow.
And all they were doing was rattling off, like, you know, all these obscure doo-wop. And I'm not a big doo-wop fan, you know, which doo-wop is basically like just mostly vocal music. But they were right on a few different themes. Like some of these records are so vocal intensive that they're kind of surreal sounding, you know, because guys are doing all these weird little harmonies in the back, and you got the main vocal,
and you got that high pitched one that's ooh, ah,
yeah, you know, or like, even the slow ones in the back, like, stuff, I only like, have eyes for you, yeah, and stuff like yeah, that. Yeah. So it was kind of really revealing, and because I just thought that those two were just into like pure rockabilly
AOR
and crazy stuff like that, but they're really, their real passion was like a different style of music, so pretty cool. So yes, that is what I listen to.
Nice.
Watch,
and that's just an interview out there on,
it's on YouTube. Yeah, yeah. You just put like I forgot what year it was from.
Interesting side note, at one of those, at this 2-day punk concert I was at in Korea, where it was like each day it was like a Friday night and a Saturday night, and it was like, you know, there are eight until 3 or whatever, 8 p.m. till 3 a.m. One of the bands was this very American Cramps tribute band.
Oh, really?
And they looked like New York taxi drivers, and they came out in dresses.
And they
were crazy. I mean, and they're playing, and they did the Cramps stuff well, but it was a really heavy
oh, that's gross,
New Yorker,
man.
And he looked like he lost.
Oh, I said the bad word. You got to go back.
Wait, he looked like he was okay. Lost a couple rounds of fights. You know what I mean? And I when I talked to him after, I was like, "So, how'd you get here in Korea?" He's like, "Oh, you know, I just."
He lived there?
Yeah, he lived there, and
I thought maybe they were just visiting.
Nope, they were like over there doing the same thing as me, teaching English, and then they had this Cramps transgender cross-dressing punk band.
Hey, whatever works, man.
I was like, huh.
Whatever works.
Yeah, I was like, spread the word, man. I don't care. It was like a 2-day punk concert thing.
And hey, South Korea's going to get nukes soon. Ain't life grand?
Okay, and after that little side note, we're going to take a trailer break, and then when we come back, we're going to go ahead and get to it. Super Inframan.
And the bad word was removed, but aww. If you want to play the show over and over again, see if you can find the bad word.
Yeah, good luck.
Like, where's Waldo?
Oh, I should have just reversed it and made him, then they could.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Then it would have been like masking.
I should just reverse the whole segment.
He could have gone to jail for like Judas Priest or for that stupid song.
I don't want to go to jail. Well, we'll be right back.
No satanic masking of anything.
No.
Right away.
It's so scary, we dare you to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party, the first movie ever filmed in horror vision, Hollywood's latest miracle. You'll scream as fiendish movie monsters actually become alive, then crash right out of the screen, go into the audience, and carry screaming girls from their seats right back into the picture to become part of the movie. We warn you, horror vision is not 3D. The movie monsters become real flesh and blood. Be sure to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party in horror vision and color.
Minnie Me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
Huh, that was weird. Hope nothing weird happened to the other segment.
That was just our tribute to the Beatles.
Sure,
like,
why not?
Reverse the, you know, secret messages at the
deep,
end.
Man.
Number nine. Yeah, that's a great song, isn't it? Before we get on to the show, which we've been delaying for a long time, talking about Super Inframan. One of my favorite TV shows that I used to record because it was on at 3 a.m. was canceled last week, so I'm kind of bummed out. It's called Red Eye. It's kind of like an irreverent comedy show. It was on out of all places on Fox News in the middle of the night, but it was a funny show, and it's been on for 10 years, but like everything else, you know, all the good stuff is gone. Yeah, and you won't, you know.
Wow, that's weird.
It was like a panel show, but they had like comedians and, you know, odd people, and they had weird political
subject
beliefs and subject matters and comedy. It's a really good show, but bye-bye, so that's the way it goes.
Move over for infomercials.
Yes.
Move over for Super Inframan.
Yeah, for...
Okay, so...
For male vitality commercial. Extends or whatever.
So where do we start with Super Inframan?
Where do we begin to tell the story of this goofy movie? This starts off at the beginning.
Right,
with a school bus.
No, well, they're in some scientific research.
Oh, remember, there was a school bus in the beginning, and they're driving. All of a sudden, this monster drops out of nowhere and like cracks into the concrete, and like the bus driver has to stop, and the kids are all freaking out. And then all of a sudden, it's like there's an earthquake or something happening.
Yeah, earthquake, and he's like, save the children, and she carries him out. Then he dies, and you're like...
Yeah, and then
weird.
You don't know what the hell's going on, and then it cuts to, like, the science lab.
Yeah, and then it's science lab, and they're all standing there, and then this guy comes in, who's the professor.
With a fake wig, with a wig and a fake goatee.
Well, get used to them just, like, saying, yes, yes, sir, yes, yes, sir, and this was very oddly written. And very oddly,
very oddly interpreted.
Or whatever, because I was just like, oh my god. So he's just like this guy, and they're like, oh, and he starts doing stuff on his magic panel, because he is surrounded by like an organ of buttons, you know, like where it's just buttons as far as you can see in a semicircle, and the walls all have those light up buttons all over it, buttons everywhere, you know. And he starts pushing buttons, and that makes things happen, and they're like, oh, that's so great, you know. And then they zoom in. This is where they zoom in and the dragon appears, right?
Yeah.
So they zoom in and the top of the mountain falls off. And there's this dragon skeleton kind of thing. And then this very fetishized woman shows up.
Princess Dragon Mom.
Princess Dragon Mom. Oh, I should give the official. What am I thinking?
Yeah, do your
thing. Let me do the official thing. It's Super Inframan from 1975. Princess Dragon Mom and her mutant army have arisen. And only Inframan can stop them! ! Let's see. Danny Lee is Rayma, and AKA Inframan. Terry Liu is the erotic demon princess Ilzebub. Ilzebub. Yeah, nice. And who cares about the rest? So basically,
Bruce Lee's in it. Kung Fu.
Yeah, there's names I can't.
The main guy was in the main. I forget what his name was. He was in the Mighty Peking Man.
Yeah, we did our thing.
All the people in this movie are Shaw Brothers regulars.
Yeah, and the Dragon Princess.
She's pretty wild.
I enjoyed it when she was on. I enjoyed her performance.
I enjoyed her outfit too, very much.
So gold accented dragon parts, and her hand was part dragon. She's basically like, oh, I'm here to take over, and there's nothing you about it, punk. I'll punk out your entire world, and
she's kind of like that Rita from the Power Ranger, except better looking
and very dominatrix.
Very dominatrix. She has a whip at the
end. She has a whip, and she has an army of these squiggly weird dudes
that look like they came out of H.R. Puff and stuff of some
Sid and Marty Croft.
This
all
is Sid and Marty Croft land in this movie.
And she's just like, yeah, I'm taking over, and there's nothing you can do about it. See, And then, and then it fades out, and he's like, oh, I have a plan. And he lines him up, and he's like, you, be a jerk. You go over there, and you go over here, and Raymar, come with me. And he's like, yes, sir. And everyone's like, yes, sir. And they run around. And then he goes into this room, and he's like, I have this program that's going to make you a giant robot. He's like, oh, yes, sir, that's awesome. And he lays on a table, and you're like, do you have a family or, like, things going on in life?
Cause
no.
Because he wants to be. He goes, I have an idea for a super Inframan. He goes, oh, I want to do it.
Hey,
I'm like,
sir. Yes, sir.
He says, it's going to be pretty painful and you may not survive. Oh, that's okay. I'll do
whatever.
It. So just put me on this cross, which he basically, they put him on some cross laying there and just do your magic on me. So he's like inserting all, he gives him a shot, I guess, to kill the pain. And then,
yeah, and it's this like gigantic syringe full of green goop, you know.
Yeah.
It's Nickelodeon slime.
Yeah.
And then they put like, and he literally is putting like transistors and stuff on his head and they're absorbing into his body. And you're like, I don't think that's how any of this works. But then he kind of sits back and turns the microwave on. He's like, oh, well, now I'm great. And this cracked me up. We're missing a lot of this movie, but who cares? So he gets all this stuff done, and he's stretched out, and he's like, she starts, the demon princess starts wrecking stuff, and he hops up, and he's like, oh, I'll go fight him now. And you're like, no downtime, huh?
You
literally radiated.
They made him. It's like, okay, I'm ready now. You know, like, don't you want to rest, a Coke or a drink or something? No,
I can't turn on a new toaster oven as fast as this dude. Like, if I put a new toaster oven in the kitchen, I have to, like, look at stuff because I can't use it anymore. Everything's changed. This dude is now a skeleton robot monster. Nope, ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, oh, here's some things you can do. You probably feel really energized. And he's like, yeah, sure do. I'm coke-ified. I'm all coked up and ready to go fight. And he just jumps up and leaves. And you're like, huh.
Okay.
And they open up. Didn't they open up the top and he jumps out and flies?
Oh, yeah, he can fly. He turns gigantic. He's just like Ultraman, except...
Yeah, he's like Ultraman, but Chinese.
Chinese.
Shaw Brothers would say, so he's better, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't think so. Whatever.
Yeah, this movie has a strange charm to it, okay?
Oh, it's hilarious. It's great. It's so...
Because the monsters aren't really scary. They're just goofy.
They are off the charts insane.
Yeah.
So Inframan, every time he launches into his little attack thing, they go to a pre-made clip. It's the same as Commando Cody.
Yeah. Even Ultraman, when he's like,
he does like three backflips, and then he like, they show him flying, he jumps, and he does that little like arm cross thing, like going, ha! He's focusing his chi, and then his armor turns into Super Inframan, and he flies for no reason, and he's in the exact same spot when he lands again. You're like,
Yeah, he's good, man.
It's confusing. The first couple times I was like, wait, where is he going? Because he'll do that and fly away when he's standing directly in front of the guy he's fighting. I was like, where's he going? But then he shoots back and you're like, oh, that was just the changing. That was just to show he was changing into Inframan or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, they send those two guys. Who was the first one that came down?
Ugh.
It was like, wasn't it like a...
There was a green dude, I think, wasn't it?
A squid guy, right?
Like like a goofy squid guy or whatever. And like he fought, Inframan kicked his butt or whatever.
Yeah.
But then afterwards it was like some giant, like almost like a pea pod that was like going all around the building or whatever.
Yeah, it got huge. And these things go in and out of gigantism.
Yeah.
All the time.
But my favorite part was when the Inframan was fighting him, and then they both become huge. The first guy, and then Inframan goes, and he fights him, and then he throws him at some... I forgot what he threw him, but they knocked him out, and then the guy shrank back, and then Inframan stepped on him and squished him. That was my favorite part
like,
of the movie.
Yeah, he crushes him, you know.
God, this movie was bizarre.
We gotta stress, this is not a Godzilla production.
That's Shaw Brothers.
The miniatures are not quite miniatures like you're used to seeing.
Not quite up to standards or whatever.
So the first two come, and then he's like, oh my god, and he fights them and he kills them. We're going to take a trailer break, and we come back.
Don't remember, there was two other guys that left before him, and one guy got caught by the...
Yeah, they grabbed him, and so we'll pick up with that when we come back.
We saw somebody murdered.
Some sort of ritual across the river. A girl got stabbed.
Two men witness an unspeakable evil and get trapped in an unbelievable nightmare. 20th Century Fox presents Race with the Devil, starring Peter Fonda and Warren Oates.
They're trying to screw with our brains.
So what are we going to do about it?
There was nowhere they could hide.
They've seen us.
There was no one they could trust.
Did anybody hear anything? Didn't anybody see anything?
There was nothing they could do but run and fight and race with the devil. When you race with the devil, you'd better be faster than hell. Peter Fonda and Warren Oates in Race with the Devil. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
All right, so yeah, now we're back to it. And one of their commandants, or one of the people that works in the facility, got caught by the two goons. They're skeleton people. Now, the good guys have their own, like, white and chrome outfits with the blue helmets.
Yeah. They're like the science patrol.
Yeah, the science patrol. And the bad guys all have black spandex with, like, kind of a skeleton look to them.
Cool.
And they're skeleton men. You know, and that's how even, our girl, the dragon princess, that's how she refers to them. She's like, go, my skeleton men, kill them. And so they grab this one dude and take him there. And that's when our dragon princess, she has an even sexier assistant who's even weirder. And she's like, melt his mind and make him ours. And she's like, oh, I will. And she gets behind this gun and you're like, what are you going to do with that gun? And then she shoots him and then he's like, oh, I'm under your service now. He goes back to infiltrate to get the plans for Super Inframan.
Fresh, what they want to know.
And he walks in and they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? He looks like a freaking zombie.
Yeah, he does. He's got his eyes all like, he's like,
and they're like, oh, it's great to see you. Go back to your desk.
Go back to work.
Now, if you came into, you know, Slow Robot A Go-Go headquarters, I'd say, hey, are you a demon? Or perhaps, are you a zombie at this point? Because I can't have you working here as a zombie.
And you're like, no, I am not.
And I'd be like, oh, okay, well then sit down, it's fine. Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Would you like some brains or anything? Can I get you anything?
Brains, yeah. Brains, more brains.
So he immediately goes in, steals the plans. He takes some pictures of them. Which, this is like, leads to nothing. You know what I mean? Like he takes the plans back,
but he does find out that he is
he's Inframan.
No, she finds out that he needs sunlight. Remember?
Oh, that's right. It does. I'm sorry, I was wrong. You know, this is a tight script.
Yes. So Truman Capote
did a punch up job on this one.
Oh yeah.
So basically, So now it's kind of like, we're skipping over stuff because who cares? It's like a lot of science people and cameramen.
The scientist kids get kidnapped too when they're looking for them.
Yeah, that's right. There's that whole, the general's daughter or the scientist's daughter is there and she's like, oh, I love you so much, Dad. And he's like, yeah, the happiest day of my life was when you were born and, you know, you really are everything to me, a.k.a. you're kidnap bait now. So he goes and he's like, I haven't slept for 48 hours, but as soon as we beat this demon princess and harness her sexy powers, well, then I'll sleep. And she's like, okay, great, we'll have dinner.
Yeah.
So there's this, my favorite monster of these whole Sid Marty Croft joint is Clamp Hand / Drill Hand.
Oh,
there's this big, goofy monster. He's like a rock monster. And one hand is this big silver claw clamp thing. And the other is a drill. And I'm like, that is the guy. I want to be behind that guy. I'm like, you go that way, and I'm going to shoot everything that gets past you. So big clamp dude drills through, and then they grab the girl and just take her. And you're like, well, there she is.
Oh, my God. He got in here. Yeah. Did he morph in here?
Yes.
Or whatever?
Destructo has our cat Destructo has a drill hand and a clamp hand.
Oh, my God. He's got a pimp hand, that's for sure.
His pimp hand is strong.
It's strong, yeah.
Yeah, so now they got the girl, and now the dragon princess beams back in because she can just beam in and out video transmissions all the time.
I beam out all the time.
So she's like, yeah. Not only am I going to slap around humanity, I got your daughter, too. What are you going to do about that, punk? and he's like, well, that's no good. And then they take him, too, or he wanders in and gets caught. Because he's like, oh, I'll give you the whatever you need, just let my daughter go. And she's like, yeah, now I'm going to freeze you two in the side of a cliff. So she does that, and she's like, you're frozen in this little bubble, and they're going to run out of air in 3 days. And I was like, well, that's an odd time frame, but whatever. And then right before he left, he gave He gave the Redskins, Infra Super Redskins, man. Yes. He gave him Thunder Punch and Laser Disc hands.
And you're like, everybody wants that.
I wanted them. I was like, wow. And he's like, okay, great. You know, well, let's go fight this chick. So he shows up, and now it's wave after wave. First, they're trying to get in, and all the skeleton guys are surrounding him, and a couple of the main bad guys. There's a guy who looks like a Chinese god is there. Remember, he's the one with flamethrower head.
And then there's
Clamp Drill Hand Man, and so his Infrared Man is fighting the skeleton army, and then the other two, and then all the good guy scientist fighters show up, and then they're fighting. So now it's classic Shaw Brothers melee.
Yeah.
Set in this world that's like, what am I looking at here? You know, it's one of those really weird things where he's like, oh, I'm fighting these major guys, and then also now these weirdos are fighting in the background. And it was just like over the top fighting. Clamp guy man dies, and then the other guy who morphs like a ghost, he uses his super vision and finds him on the cliff, and he like runs up and he does super death kick.
Oh, yeah,
and he does that flying kick and kills him in the side of a mountain. That was kind of cool. But this movie like just goes in and out of
it's
weird fantasy
energy.
World.
Yeah,
it's so, but it's fun, it's cool. Now he goes in, and this is where it's like those Springhead men, robot guys are fighting him, and our girl with the whip is whipping, and you're like, oh, I could watch this scene all day long.
And then they sent the zombie dude to like hell. They got like a pit of hell.
Yeah,
in
they
there
do.
Too.
They just have a helmet. They're like, well, see you later, jerk.
Yeah, you're gone. Yeah. You know, so there's like a battle royale going on here towards the end. They have the science patrol are fighting. Bruce Lee's kicking butt.
Yeah.
He's kicking monster butt or whatever. And then at some point, don't they say, okay, we need to bring the doctor in because if not, we're going to kill the kids or something?
Well, no, they froze him into the side of the mountain.
That's right, they froze him.
The daughter and the professor and his daughter are frozen in there. That's why he went there to save them.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're kind of like in the same room or whatever. And she, our girl who is quite stunning, is morphing in and out of being a dragon at this point. You're like, what am I watching? Like, they just sat up all night doing coke and acid, and they were writing this down, and they were watching was Sid and Marty Croft.
Sid and Marty Croft and Ultraman. It was like one TV had H&R Puff and stuff. The other had Ultraman. They had like some serious.
And they had mushrooms
sake and mushrooms.
Yes, and they were just like, wow.
Or whatever Chinese.
Yeah.
Japanese.
And rice wine. And then this is because this ending is just this weird mashup of first. Then he gets frozen by Ultra Freeze from the dragon. Our girl, and then he killed the other girl, Super Vixen.
He threw her into the pit,
and so she's dead. The springy monsters are standing there. He tied their heads around stuff, and then she freezes them. And then he's going there, and they do a flashback where the doctor's like, and remember, if you ever get frozen, throw these bombs down, and you'll be fine. So you're like, what? So he throws these bombs down and burns out, and he's like, ha-ha! And then he starts killing everyone, and that also recharges his solar power. And then he kills everyone, and he cuts all the heads off our girl, the dragon.
Wasn't that one scene where he keeps cutting her head off? They finally goes, okay, I'm tired of this.
His head's all over the place.
I'm just going to burn you to death with my power ray or whatever.
Yeah, and then he kills her, and I was sad because that meant I wouldn't see her on screen anymore.
Yeah, well, you had like 90 minutes of her.
I could have used another 90.
Okay.
She was sultry.
All right.
So then he saves the professor and ta-da.
The end, and they say, oh, Ultraman. Or Ultraman.
Ultraman. I mean, not Ultraman. Boy, Ultraman, you're the greatest.
Whatever.
And so is Godzilla. Wait, not those two things.
No, we mean Gordilla.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, and Inframan. you saved us. Maybe you'll save us again. I'm like, oh, yeah.
And then because they're on that boat, and you're like, oh, maybe you'll save us again in the next adventure. See you later,
there
kids.
There was no next adventure, sadly.
I did. You said you hit the nail on the head with that, like, those creatures. I was because they kind of popped in, and they're like, bring my army. And they're jumping through this porthole one at a time, and they're like, I'm even wackier than the last one. And
totally.
I'm super wacky. And you're like, what am I watching here? You know, this is in the beginning of the movie. And they're just off the charts crazy town. You know, this is so Shaw Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mashup of Shaw Brothers and insanity and cocaine and I don't even know what else. It's a mess, but you love it. Like,
yeah, it's a fun mess.
It's so fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised by this. I was like, we'll
and you were actually reading subtitles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. If I saw the English version, I'd be like, oh, my God, this is the greatest movie ever made. It was funny and very silly.
Good. It's a good movie.
I looked at the girl. She wasn't in anything else. I mean, she's in other stuff, but not.
Dragon Mom was in other things.
I meant, like, nothing we've seen. Not. She wasn't anything like, Come Drink With Me or any of those kung fu ones.
No, she was in other movies.
Oh, yeah.
She was known.
Once Shaw Brothers get you, you're going to be in other movies.
Yeah, exactly.
You're signing a 20-picture deal whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
Or they'll break your legs.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I would definitely say go find this one, especially if you like Ultraman or some of those other giant...
There was Ultraman, there was Spectre Man, there was like... Gotcha Man. There was a ton of them.
Yeah, there was a ton of them. But
what are they called? Sentai shows or something like that?
Yeah. So, a lot of fun. This one...
Power Rangers.
This one has that different feel to it because it's a lot... There is kung fu in this, like the martial arts fighting. That's their forte. So, they built it into this script where there was the fighting and running around and lots of that stuff. And they're... You know, and there was one part where there was a kid in a cave or something. That's who cares? It doesn't matter. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of this, we cut a lot of fluff out and got to the parts that were important. You know.
Yeah, the best parts.
So I would say definitely watch this.
Watch it. Yeah.
Super Inframan from 1975. Shaw Brothers at their glory. You know.
Yes.
All right, that's it. We'll see you next week. Sing us out of here, Don Sullivan.
Cranberry sauce.
My name's Matt with me, as always.
Cranberry sauce.
And always cranberry sauce from Tables Unknown. See you next Thanksgiving, everyone.
Kill Whitey!
No, go.
I'm very bored.
I got blisters on my fingers!